And I understand that Director Sevier is here. We can go to item 81.
Amend contract with OIR Group for the review of closed officer-involved shootings and in-custody death investigations to extend term and increase maximum compensation allowed under contract by $60,000.
Good morning, Director Sevier. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of council. So as the mayor stated, we're asking for the current contract that the City of Portland has with the OIR Group to be extended to January 31st, 2020, and that compensation not to exceed $60,000 for the new contract amount of $200,000. And this would also include completed officer-involved shooting cases and in-custody deaths that are closed by July 1st, 2019. The current contract went into effect in October of 2016. There were, at that time, 11 cases that were eligible for review. As of this time, OIR has reviewed 15 cases. There is an additional amount, or there's currently an amount of money left over in the contract, but not enough to conduct a review of additional cases. The plan is that with the ordinance being approved, that OIR will review cases from the last half of 2017 and six cases from 2018 for a total of nine cases, which would allow us to provide useful feedback to the police commissioner and the police bureau in a timely manner. One of the issues with these outside reviews in the past has been providing useful reviews of these cases in a timely manner. In the past, there have been some cases that have been 6, 7, 8 years old. The hope is with this last report under this contract that OIR will conclude its report and there will be no cases older than about 2 years old.
Very good. And Director Sevier, I had a question. So I have seen the draft of Edition 6 of the OIR officer-involved shooting report, and I assume that if we extend this contract, is that to include additional information then, or will there be an Edition 7, or how does that figure with what I've already read?
Right. So as you've stated, there is a Report 6 that will be in front of council next week. The OIR group, if this ordinance was passed, would have basically a Report 7. So there would be nine cases. So it would be cases from May 31st, 2017 to cases December 31st of 2018.
Very good. And so that will basically give us more cases. When would we expect to receive those, and when would those reports be made public?
I would anticipate on the outside that it would be available this time next year. My hope would be for it to be sooner, but it kind of depends on whether this contract or whether the ordinance is approved or not. But with the nine case, the other issue, which is not something that we've run into in the past, some of those cases that are currently up are still under investigation. But our hope is that the investigations would be closed by, at the latest, by the spring.
Okay, very good. And just to confirm for the public, this is not the police bureau. This is an independent organization, and it is actually contracted through your office in the independent police review office.
Right.
The IPR office.
Right. So this is something that is a creature of city code where, as part of IPR's responsibilities is that IPR will hire an outside review to conduct its own analysis review of all closed officer-involved shooting and custody death investigations. And the closed part is the critical part of it, and that's some of the things that have led to the delays in the past.
Very good. And then that report, as with the one that's coming to council, I believe you said next week, if I remember correctly, it's on the schedule for next week. Then the police bureau will respond to the findings in that report in a public environment. So this really comes under the heading of public transparency and accountability with regard to officer-involved shootings.
Right. And there have been a number of recommendations that in the past have come from these OIR reports. The fact that the City of Portland conducts administrative investigations on all officer-involved shootings is a result of these outside reviews. The end of the 48-hour rule, that is something that OIR group, in particular in some of its more recent reports, made a recommendation to the city on when that was an issue a year or so ago. It was one of those things where, because of my own reading, and I know many members of the public had read those reports, when I felt that was delaying the completion of some investigations, I was able to kind of make that argument with that in our, basically in my back pocket.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any questions for the director? Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. So we have been contracting with OIR since 2010. What I have noticed is that OIR continues to make recommendations that the police bureau chooses not to implement. And so what value are we getting from getting recommendations over and over and over again? You actually made the you talked about the 48-hour rule. Mm-hmm. That was in the 2010 report, right? So nothing happened with that until it was part of a police union contract negotiation. And so I would like to have the principals come and actually tell us, like, we've been making recommendations for a decade. What's changed? Because I'm seeing the same recommendations in the report that we're going to get next week.
So, I mean, the thing about the OIR report, I think it is a good, I think it's one of the best parts of us as a people, as Portlanders, of having outsiders looking at the work that city employees have done and making their own independent examination of the record. On the 48-hour rule, the issues within the Portland Police Bureau or Portland Police Association contract, that was an issue that was at the police bureau level and at the council level. So when OIR first made that recommendation that the 48-hour rule should go away, the city, through council, approved several or at least one contract that had that provision within it. And OIR came and talked to council after that happened and talked about how that was problematic and how that was not within keeping of best practices. And so the ability to have outsiders that are able to speak that truth to power to city council and to the police bureau, I think has come with a bit, has provided us as Portlanders a better product.
I would have to disagree with you because, again, that was 2010. It was actually removed in 2016. So how is that better?
So we don't have that now.
Are officers interviewed immediately on site today? Because my understanding is that we don't have the rule, but we're operating as if we still have the 48-hour rule.
So officers, my understanding of the expectation is that officers will be interviewed within 48 hours. And so OIR, in their recommendations to City Council or to the Police Bureau and to City Council, because this document is to you as well, that the method that OIR would prefer is that a more immediate administrative interview of the involved officers. But ultimately, just like in the 48-hour rule, situation, you know, the police bureau has its role. The city council has its own obligations as well in making policy for city bureaus. And what OIR does is provide recommendations to the city. And it is ultimately up to us as the city to make that determination. The city council determined that the 48-hour rule was an anathema to our values. And it took an inordinate amount of time, according to some members of the community. So, I mean, ultimately, it is for us as leaders within the city and for elected officials to take their responsibilities. So OIR is not going to do our jobs for us.
So my question is, based on the number of recommendations that have been made by OIR over the last 10 years, mm-hmm. can you tell me how many of those recommendations have actually been implemented?
That I could not tell you. I could tell you that the Police Bureau has agreed with the majority of the recommendations. I think one of the issues, and it, which is mentioned in the current report, is particularly, let's say, on the use of the police review board, and like what is its purpose of whether it's just a disciplinary board or look or a more proactive board. The OIR group has made a number of recommendations on how that board should be reformulated, and the Police Bureau has not followed up to the extent that the OIR group, I believe, is satisfied with. I think it's one of the things about the OIR group is when they do make a recommendation, they do follow up, and they do provide that transparent piece of documentation, their reports that members of the public and you as an elected official can hold the Police Bureau accountable, can talk to your colleague, the police commissioner, and ultimately council can make that determination. Because the OIR group report is a tool for leaders to hold, I think, the most important bureau in this city accountable. And I when you look at other cities around the country and what they do to hold themselves accountable, I think the fact that we have these outside reviews is something that Portland can be proud of.
Mayor, I would really like to have the principals of the OIR come and actually give us a presentation about what they've done over the last decade.
I believe they're planning on doing that, aren't they?
OIR will be providing a presentation on their report, and it will include kind of some of their recommendations that they have made in the past and what has been implemented and what has not been implemented by the Police Bureau.
With all due respect, I'm less interested in report number 6, and I'm interested in the totality of what we've accomplished in a decade of receiving these reports. And so I would very much like to have OIR group, when they come, be prepared to testify on what recommendations they've made over the last decade, and then what recommendations have been implemented, and then what the reasons are, and I'm sure we can ask the Police Bureau what the reasons are for the recommendations that have not been implemented. Yeah. But it's been way too long with us just getting reports, and then it goes away, and then we come back with another report.
Well, I don't see why that would be any problem, but I want to be very clear, and maybe I'm just restating what Director Sevier has said. These are outside consultants. They give us an objective view. They state very clearly in black and white what they believe we should do differently. And then it's up to us as the City Council, and it's up to the Police Bureau to either implement those reforms or explain why they choose not to implement those reforms. So really, I'm not sure it's OIR that we want to necessarily put in the hot seat. It's really us and the Police Bureau, and frankly me as the police commissioner, in terms of what has or has not been implemented and why or why not. The real question before us today is, should we extend the contract with OIR to include those other officer-involved shooting situations? And that really is dependent upon your belief as to whether or not you think they have identified the correct issues or whether their protocols are such that they have not identified the correct issues.
And I won't know that until I know what, you know, like what's been implemented over the last decade. I'm concerned about extending a contract and just doing same old, right? They come, they report, we say thank you very much, the police chief decides what they will or won't implement, and then we go away until the next report comes. It's been too long without some real analysis about whether we're getting what we are paying for.
Mayor.
Commissioner Udaly.
Director Sevier.
Yes, ma'am.
When is the last time OAR brought a report to council?
January 2018, I believe, February 2018.
And so they are annual?
At this point, yes, that is our goal in trying to bring them in. One of the reasons for this contract extension is so that we can actually have some timely reports as opposed to talking about cases from 4 or 5 years ago.
And when will they be coming with the next report?
So report 6 will be in front of council, and which is not available to the public yet, but will be made available to the public later in the week on they will report to council, I believe, February 5th, and that report will be made to members of the public later in this week. If the contract is extended and there is another report, my hope would be that they would report to council no later than a year from today.
And you said that they will highlight some of the recommendations that they've made over the years and speak to whether or not they've been implemented. Would it be possible for your office to assemble a comprehensive, I hate to ask you this, but because it's been a long time, 10 years, but a comprehensive list of those recommendations and the status of each one of them? Sorry.
Of course.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Is there any reason why we have to approve this contract before we've had that report come to council?
Question for me. So I would say that those are two separate issues. The ability for us to provide OIR information on the cases that are basically kind of up for review and allowing, you know, the Bureau to provide that information and, you know, so that we don't overspend and so that we're diligent stewards of city funds, and I really don't want to be in a position of overspending on a contract that has not provided us, that we have no authorization for by council.
This is coming, this is a non-emergency ordinance anyway, right? And you're going to be doing the report next week. Is that correct?
Yes.
So
the second vote, I mean, the vote would actually take place next week, and we can hold it off till after the report if that's the will of the council.
Yes.
Good. All right. So any further questions? We will open this up to public testimony, but I want to be very, very clear about what the testimony needs to focus on. This is not a session on officer-involved shootings. That will be some other day. What this is a question of whether or not we should extend the contract for OIR for $60,000 for the purpose that Director Sevier from IPR had mentioned. With that, we'll take 2 minutes of testimony for whoever would like to.
I'm sorry, I did not have a sign-up sheet for this pooled item.
Who would like to testify on the extension of the contract? Thank you. Come on up. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Dan, you speak for many. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Dan Handelman. I'm with Portland Cop Watch, and this is the first time I've had the pleasure of testifying in front of Commissioner Hardesty. And I'm glad that it's on this topic because we have been talking about these reports on officer-involved shootings since 2001. For those who don't know, the history of this contract is that when the old oversight system was changed into the IPR-CRC system, Auditor Gary Blackmore refused to include deadly force incidents, refused to allow IPR to investigate deadly force incidents, refused to allow a Citizen Review Committee to hear appeals in deadly force incidents. Jose Mejia Pote, a day laborer, had been shot by the Portland Police in a mental health hospital, and the community demanded that the council do something around officer-involved shootings with a civilian oversight body. So the auditor's response was to create these annual reviews of closed cases, which is really not what the community wanted, and it's still not adequate. You know, that being said, while I understand Commissioner Hardy's concerns, there have been some recommendations that have come forth from OIR group that have been implemented. Certainly the 48-hour rule was something the community demanded long before they even put it in their report, and part of the change came from community activism. And part of the problem is that these reports are given to the Bureau and the City Council, and we're already discussing whether or not they're being implemented, and the community hasn't had a chance to weigh in on these recommendations yet. And I'm really hoping that the mayor will open up public testimony next week when the report comes before council, because last year we were up for the first time since 2003 when the report started coming out, we were not allowed to testify in these chambers about these very important issues around police shootings. And I just want to add, too, that the next report is going to be a very thick one because there have been 7 deadly force incidents in 99 days between September 30th and January 9th, or January 6th, which is more incidents than have happened in a single year since James Chassie was killed.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Diana, and I just wanted to encourage the council to hold off on extending until the full report has been received. I don't feel that it would be wise to extend something that hasn't been completely reviewed and also allowed public to be made aware of what's going on. I think that there is a history starting back when this was, you know, this is 2019, 9 years, and it seems like this next report is going to be very thick. There is going to be a lot on the table, and you know, I think it's best to allow everyone involved to have the opportunity to speak, because, again, we already heard public testimony and the communications, how important it is to speak, how important it is for us to hear one another and, you know, put our concerns on the table in a logical, rational way and come up with a positive solution. I would also say one thing to consider, you know, who is on the board for the ORI? I mean, who are the people that are putting this material together? How are they speaking to the Portland Police Department? Is it in a respectful, reasonable way? These tensions and matters are very serious, and they should be spoken with logic and legit concern. A sympathetic ear is going to take you a long way. Same with a sympathetic voice.
Thank you both. Appreciate it. And just to be clear, we've decided this is a non-emergency ordinance anyway, so it won't be voted on today. It'll be moved to next week, and we've agreed as a council to hear it after we hear the report.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you both. With that, this is a first reading of the non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. We will now move